This evening we present a concert recorded this past February 14th at the Rebecca Cohen Auditorium of the Dalhousie Arts Center in Halifax. As this concert was appropriately entitled, A Valentine Serenade, we'll hear in the course of the next hour about many different kinds of love. From love the tyrant to fickle love, love with a sigh, and fiery love. Featured musicians on the program are all faculty members of the Dalhousie University's Department of Music, soprano Sheila Piercy, mezzo-soprano Elvira Ganella, and pianist Titi Zonnefeld. Sheila Piercy is one of Canada's pioneer opera performers, joining the Canadian Opera Company at its outset in 1958, and remaining as leading soprano soloist, both at Toronto's O'Keeffe Centre and on tour, until 1971. In 1977, she was invited to join the voice faculty at Dalhousie University. Before her emigration to Canada, Elvira Ganella was much in demand as an oratorial soloist, in BBC recitals, and as a concert artist. For 2 years, she was a member of the Glyndebourne Festival Opera Company. Now a resident of Halifax, Miss Ganella maintains an active performing schedule while managing the voice department at Dalhousie University. Accompanist Titi Zonnefeld needs no introduction to Music East listeners, having been on our program many times in the past. To begin this evening, we hear two duets by Henry Purcell. No, resistance is but vain. And what can we poor females do?
No. just heard two songs of Irresistible Love by Henry Purcell, sung by Sheila Piercy and Elvira Ganella, with Titi Sonnenfeld at the piano. My name is Stephen Fraygood. My guest is Stephen Peterson, who plays the flute, a romantic instrument, with the Atlantic Symphony. And we're here with an hour of the songs of romantic love, recorded at the Rebecca Cohen Auditorium in Halifax. I don't know if you are a fan of Peanuts, Stephen.
You know, long time.
Yeah. Well, you remember Lucy is the one who's madly in love with Schroeder at the piano, right?
Yeah.
You know? And she once said to him, I always enjoyed this one, composers may write a lot of love songs, but they sure aren't very romantic.
Well, some of them were and some of them weren't. Lucy just was operating from a limited field of experience.
What about Henry Purcell?
Purcell, I think, was a happily married man. There's not much record. You know, he lived in a very objective century. I think he got off writing dirty songs for the catch clubs and wrote very pure and beautiful songs for everybody else.
He taught at a girls' school, did he not? Surely...
There's no record of any scandal.
Nothing. There are some scandals. You've got some fairly juicy scandals, though, here.
Well, Berlioz had to fall in love in order to compose. And not only that, but the girl could not return the love or he couldn't get inspired. So it's a very young sort of notion of Wagner. In his middle years, he was passionately involved with women, and they had an influence on the music that he wrote.
The next piece is by Mozart. It's from Cose fan tutte. What is Cose fan tutte about?
It's an opera about the fickleness of women in love. And it's really strange for Mozart, because his wife's name was Constanze, and he loved her very much.
Right, a little irony. I will choose the handsome dark one from Mozart's Cose fan tutte, sung by Sheila Piercy and Elvira Ganella.
Joy is so, so great.
I will choose the handsome dark one, a romantic song from Mozart's Cose fan tutte, sung by Sheila Piercy and Elvira Ganella. I had always heard that Mozart had a terribly romantic life. By romantic, I mean his love.
No, his personal life, although he fell in love a couple of times, which is quite normal, but he settled down with a good woman who was not particularly beautiful, not particularly romantic, and unfortunately for Mozart, a terrible manager of money.
What's so special about Mozart's attitude toward love, then? I guess it's kind of the themes of his operas, isn't it?
Yeah, it is in most of them. I mean, Don Giovanni is an opera about love. And it contrasts the Don, who always gets the best arias, with the women who are in love with him, who come out as being, I mean, it's much more difficult to write about them because they're constant. They're uninteresting. They're constant. Like Constanza, his wife, she was constant and a little uninteresting, but Aloysia he loved because she was a little...
Wait a minute, who's Aloysia?
Constanza's sister.
Ah, you didn't mention that before.
He fell in love with Constanza's sister before he fell in love with Constanza. But his father noticed it, hustled him off. You know, Aloysia had a wonderful voice, and Mozart was in love with her voice, too. As Victor Borge says, it was love at first sonata.
We have a piece by some works here by Duparc, Henri Duparc, a 19th century romantic. Has he got an interesting love life?
Well, there's not much that's known about his love life. He was, I suppose, happily married, but it's curious that the love lyrics that he chose to set are all sort of about escaping through love from the sorrows of life.
Melodies of Love by Henri Duparc, sung by Elvira Ganella.
Thank you.
Those were Melodies of Love by Henri Duparc, sung by Elvira Ganella. It was lovely music, but some very, very strange lyrics.
These lyrics that were chosen by Duparc are rather remote and abstract, I think. They don't translate well. The translation of the manner of Rosamond.
Le manoir de Rosamond.
Yeah. Goes something like this: with its sudden and voracious fang, like a dog, love has bitten me. By following the blood I have shed, go, you will be able to follow my trail, take a thoroughbred horse, etc., etc., etc.
Well, there is passion for you.
Well, yes, but
bitten by a dog.
Very much removed from personal experience and very much sort of reflected upon.
I know, but the point really is that I think it was Schubert who said that anything too silly to be said can be sung.
I don't think that was Schubert. I think it might have been Mozart, but I don't think it was Schubert. Mozart didn't care about the quality of his lyrics, and he wrote some beautiful melodies to some atrocious lyrics.
What about Turina? The next piece is by Joaquin Turina. A hot-blooded Spaniard, I presume. What are his lyrics like?
His lyrics are much more direct, and in these songs he just chooses one simple little observation about love and makes it directly. For example, she's the Two Fears, the fourth song. When that night began, far from me, she said, why do you draw so close? I'm frightened of you. And when the night had passed, close to me, she said, why do you draw away? I'm frightened without you.
Was Turina, in fact, a passionate man?
I don't believe so. I believe that he was too much of a nationalist. That's my personal opinion. I think he was in love with politics.
Songs of Love by Joaquin Turina, sung by Sheila Piercy. Songs of Love by Joaquin Turina, sung by Sheila Piercy.
It's wonderful to talk about love. Love is incredible.
The romantic tradition, what was the romantic tradition exactly? I mean, is this Hearts and Flowers?
I think Hearts and Flowers is a vulgarization of it. I think it's more trembling knees and nightmares and visions of death and visions of heaven, depending on the attitude of the girl. If the girl gives you a smile, then the heavens open up. And if she forgets about you or ignores you or is indifferent, then you have a nightmare about being led to the scaffold and being tormented by witches.
Like the in the Berlioz Symphony Fantastique.
Yeah, exactly. Yes.
That's a tradition I actually grew up with, and you know, this is the middle of the 20th century. But one thing very important is you never got more than a smile, as I recall.
I think in the 20th century that tradition has is most seen at its strongest in country and western music. Yeah. The Gene Autry song that he used to sing about, I know that someday you will want me to want you, and he goes through the whole thing, and the last line is, and then I won't want you.
Yes, yes, of course. Well, the next piece is by Mendelssohn. Did he have a romantic life?
Well, you'd have to ask Mendelssohn, but he married happily. He was loved by his wife. He loved his wife. They had five children. I think it's tragic that he died so young. But his love life, I think, was probably very stable. One does not get the feeling, as one does with Berlioz and Schubert, that Mendelssohn trembled every time the girl that he was in love with walked into the room. He was in much more control of himself and cool-headed than that, which makes him not really an early 19th century composer at all.
Nonetheless, two romantic songs of love by Felix Mendelssohn, sung by Elvira Ganella and Sheila Piercy.
Thank you.
Two Songs of Love by Felix Mendelssohn, sung by Elvira Ganella and Sheila Piercy. About this romantic tradition, I don't quite understand. What's the difference from earlier centuries, say?
Well, if we go back to the most famous century of love, the age of courtly love, which started probably somewhere around the 12th century and ran through for about 300 years after that, we're dealing with actually a celebration of adultery. I think it was sort of understood that you couldn't find that kind of passionate, personal outpouring of love in a marriage relationship.
They never wrote about this in the 19th century, though.
Well, in the 19th century, I think they believed the opposite. I think they felt that you could be passionate and have those romantic feelings about your wife.
I don't think I've ever seen a love song written by anybody to their wife. I love my wife. I mean, don't get me wrong. The 16th century, I think, had a reputation for a certain naughtiness, did it not?
It did, and perhaps it was one of the last centuries in which that naughtiness was allowed to be expressed publicly. I guess with the rise of capitalism in the middle class, people became a lot more, had a lot more sense of shame or public shame, so that they were more modest. They didn't express themselves these ways, but in the taverns they still did. We have a split in the tradition, you know, is that one way they became very romantic and ethereal and idealistic and went off on a tangent, and in the taverns they sang the dirty songs.
But the tangent, I noticed, when you come to the 18th century, is infidelity. But Franz Schubert, was he a great lover?
In his music, he was an incredible lover. The spontaneity of his feelings of romance.
In his life?
No.
No. The very famous Serenade by Franz Schubert, sung by Elvira Ganella and Sheila Piercy.